This Neres Chanukah is to accomplish Pisumi Nisa. So if you light it in your house, hardly anybody is going to see. Mara says you light on Pesach Habayis. That's how Rashi holds. You light on Pesach Habayis and more people will see. Rashi holds if you light it further away, you'll get more Pisumi Nisa, but you won't be Yotze. You light it in Times Square, many more millions of people will see, but it's too far away from your home. Has to be mitzvah to your home. Tosus says that more correct, Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like Tosus, the more correct is to light Al Pesach HaChotzer. So more people will see, and it's Al Pesach HaChotzer, also mitzvah to your home. But if you light it past Pesach HaChotzer, you light it in the Mavui, so then it's too far away, it won't be mitzvah. So that's the Shaila. What's the Chotzer and what's the Mavui? So in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Erevin, the opening Mishnah in Erevin distinguishes between a chotzer and a mavui. They used to have a chotzer, an area that has a wall around it, and they had a few batim. Different four or five families had a bayis. Each one had their own bayis in a chotzer. So you need an eruvi chotzeris to be allowed to carry in the chotzer. Then you have the different chotzeris open up. Let's say you have a chotzer over here. You have a chotzer over here and a chotzer over here. And then they both open up into a common area that has a fence around it. That's called a mavui. If two chatzeris or more open up into a larger area that has a wall around, that's called a mavui. So they're different dinim. Kul the sechumers, differences lahakal alahach between a chatzer and a mavui. The first Mishnah in Erevin has some of the differences, and the Gemara there has more differences. Differences lahakal alahach. So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Trumas Hadeshin from earlier poskim from centuries before that ein lana bismanazeh din mavui because ein lana bismanazeh chatzer. We don't have any chatzeris. You see, we have, let's say, I live in an apartment building, so there are six apartments on one floor, so we all share the hallway in common. So based on the Gemara, the hallway should be considered a chatzer, so the Ramah quotes, it doesn't have the din of a chatzer, because we never use it for any, people don't sit in the hallway and do homework, people don't sit in the hallway and eat a picnic. They don't do anything. They just bring their, you travel out of town. You bring your luggage, you open up the door, and then you take your luggage in. You go shopping, and you take your bags, your shopping bags. You don't really have any hishtamshus in the hallway that's like a chotzer. So bizman hazeh, it's not shach to say, well, light in the hallway. You have to light mamash al Pesach habayis. Shach is in a dormitory when you have private rooms in the dormitory. So then the shower is down the hall. You don't have, each person doesn't have his own shower, doesn't have his own bathroom. So they do use the hallway in the dormitory like a chotzer. They'll walk in their pajamas, they'll walk down the hall to visit someone else, they'll walk down the hall to use the shower, to use the bathroom. So probably the hallway in the dormitory probably is like a chotzer. So you can light the Shulchan Aruch, we pass on like Tosfos. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha raises the issue. Maybe we should follow Rashi because Rashi doesn't stand alone. A few Rishonim agree with Rashi that you can't light al Pesach HaChotzer. But that's a Mishnah Berurah tries to introduce Nuchumri. You shouldn't light in Chotzer, you shouldn't light al Pesach HaChotzer. Let's say, like the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, you can light al Pesach HaChotzer. But you can't light. So on one floor, maybe everybody on the floor, it's all considered this Batim and the Chotzer. So you can light somewhere on the floor, or if there's a lounge on the floor, so maybe that's also part of the chotzer. Everybody walks around on the floor and they use the lounge. So maybe that's the chotzer. So you get maximum to assuming these, and more people will see the Ner Chanukah in the lounge. And it'll be mitzaref to your apartment, to your dorm room, because it's in the chotzer. Yeah, but the shaila is they have people who live on one floor, and they tell them they should light. There is no lounge in it. There is no lounge in every floor. So they tell them they should light on a lounge in a different floor. So that's the question. Do they ever go in their bathrobe and their pajamas? Do they go from one floor to the other? Some people walk around in the street also in pajamas. Some people walk around the street naked. We're talking about normal people, though. Is it normal? Is it common that people will go from one floor to the other and use it like they use the lounge on the other floor? Like a hemshech of the chotzer on their floor. So if it's common, so then it's a Pesach HaChotzer. But let's say you have a dormitory place with six floors, and then they want everybody to light in the lounge on the first floor. People go from the sixth floor to the first floor, and they walk around there, they use it like a chotzer. Probably not. The pashtus is that's already a mavui. So you can't be yotze if you're madlik in the mavui. That's the problem. You can't be yotze if you're madlik in the mavui.
What are so the everyone walks up or down one floor.
If it's normal that a lot of people go, they use the lounge upstairs or downstairs, and they go tuck in there and the bathrobe.
Even that person doesn't specifically, but the road people do, but that person wants specifically.
Okay, so then, Mistama, that other floor is also a hemshech. It's all within the same building. So that floor, so the other floor will also be part of the chotzer of this floor. Okay. So then, shaykh to say that, yeah, yeah, I'd say.
The ground floor, they want to put the lighting on the television. So people actually do go there often
to watch the back
game or
whatever.
Does that count as a chatzer?
They use it
to watch television.
I don't know. Is that considered a hemshach of the chatzer upstairs? So if a person would go in his bathrobe from his bedroom, that's like a chatzer. You're treating it like a chatzer. I don't know.
It's totally on how comfortable you'd be there or whether you actually use it.
Does it have any private hishtamshas there? Does it have private hishtamshas? Years ago, they didn't have televisions all over. They only had one television in Reuben. So everybody from Morg would go to Reuben. So that's not called a chotzer from Morg. It's a different place. But just because now Hashiru, the chazre Hashiru said have televisions in every building. So you're going to say that downstairs is also a chotzer for the upstairs. I don't know about that. It's a problem. I don't know. So some suggest you should light in the cafeteria where the people eat. So the Gemara has a discussion in Erevin, which is called Beso. The Makam Achil or the Makam Shina, the place where you sleep or the place where you eat, if they're two different houses. It doesn't mean if you have an apartment and you have a bedroom where you sleep and a kitchen where you eat, a dining room where you eat. It's all one apartment, so the whole apartment is called Beso. The Gemara is not talking about it. The Gemara is talking if you have two different apartments, everybody eats in one building and everybody sleeps in the other building. So which one is called Beso? So the Gemara has what starts off as Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, and then the Gemara says, no Machloikis, each one is talking about different cases, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes all the details in Hilchos Shabbos, by Hadlokas Nevar Shabbos. He quotes all the details. How do you determine which is Beso? So one of the rules and regulations is what the Magen Avraham formulates, that if one of the two is used by many more people, let's say the cafeteria, you have 100 people eating at one time. In the bedroom you have how many people? Four people maximum in a bedroom, four or five people, six people in a bedroom. So then the one that's more private is called Beso. That's one of the klolim, the one that's more private. So you can't say, let's all be madlik in the cafeteria because we eat there. No, the other one is called Beso. Whenever there's a conflict, and one is more private than the other, one is more private is called Beso. So they don't let you light in their bedroom because they're afraid there's going to be a fire. Years ago, there was a fire. We were fortunate, just burnt a couple of curtains, and no one got killed. And tells the yeshiva in Cleveland there was a fire, and a couple of bachim got killed in the fire. One of the boys who was killed was Taka, the son of Rabbi Katz, who was a Rebbe in yeshiva for many, many years. Other boys were killed also in the fire. So they're afraid to let you light in, and it's very unfortunate. People are irresponsible. When I was a student, everybody lit in the dormitory. There was no fire. And after one of the students here made a fire, he happened to have been a student in my class. He was always a character, still a big character. So ever since, they don't allow the students to light in the dormitory rooms because they're afraid there's going to be a fire. Yeah, but Lachari can't light in the cafeteria because the mock machine is more private. So that's called Beso. You can't light Shalom Beso.
Are we defining the mock machine as your personal dorm itself with two people or the entire floor? How are we defining it? Like in terms of numbers?
No, probably means my private room. My room is called the mock machine. And then the hallway is probably the chotzer. The hallway, that hall where I have my room, that's the chotzer. And even though the Ramah says we don't have a din chotzer b'zman hazeh, Mistama, this is a din chotzer because the people do use the hallway. They use the hallway to go down the hall. They go in their bathrobe to go to the shower or to go to the lounge or whatever.
Because if not, then on the second floor in the block in this building, there's that room where people eat outside the basement, just that room, and a lot of people eat two or three meals a day in that room, and it's very small. Not many people do. There's like a dozen guys or so. So it would probably be less than the amount of people on the floor, but it's more than the people in your room or so. So if someone eats all their meals in there, would they be able to light in that room? That's at the second floor with that small room.
And how many people eat at the same time?
In that room?
Yeah. A dozen, is it?
Not even.
Fewer.
At most, at once? Probably, I mean,
That's already. People eat there, but over the course of the day, different. There isn't that much room, and there isn't that much space in the room. So
people can have
50 people. There's not much space.
But there are people.
Six so three or four people eating at the same time.
At a time.
More than three or four.
Depends what time you
so
eat.
More, but a lot of people come into that room.
And it's also it's not as private as the bedroom. The bedroom is really more private, clearly more private.
Yeah. Your personal room, yeah, but the floor probably not.
No, we have to be kaveh, which is called beiso. So in the summer, the bedroom is beiso. Then the hallway is the chatzar of the bais. You have to light either in the bais, or pesach habayis, in the chatzar, or pesach ha-chatzar. The further out you light, so the more pisuminisi you're going to get. But the further away you go, so it's not mitzurif to the bais. So you can't light Pesach HaChatzim.
So you can't be yet saying that room, even if people eat there?
Probably not. That's the Magen Avraham has that klal. Moshe Feinstein accepts that Magen Avraham. That's the din. If one is much clearly more private than the other, then the one that's more private is called Beisom.
If they let us light in the hallways in the dorms, should we light right outside the empty storeroom?
They won't let you light there, yeah. That's where the Sreifa happened. And always, yeah. That's what the Sreifa happened. It's a big problem. There are a lot of suggestions. Yeah. It's a lot of suggestions. I don't know. It's a big problem. Mishnah Berurah says that people have a practice that they go visit by somebody, eat by them one night, so they light Neiros Chanukah there, then they go home and they go to sleep at home. So he says that's not correct. When do you say that the makom achila beats out the makom shina? If they're both kavua, they're both aroi. But if the makom achila is only aroi, I'm eating one night over here, and I'm going back to sleep in my own apartment, my own house. So the makom achila is only aroi. The makom shina is kavua. So the kavua beats out the aroi. So in other words, if you light, if you're only visiting that light, that night, you have to light the besa when you go back home. People have a practice, they go to a wedding, so they light Neiros Chanukah at the wedding. That's not beiso. That's not beiso. They happen to be eating there. That's aroi, they're eating at a wedding. They have to be madlik at home. And I'd say if you light in the classroom, God's going to light a menorah in the classroom, but it's not beiso. Totally not beiso. Beiso is either mokum achila or mokum shina.
There's no such thing as an achsenai for eating? There's no such thing as an achsenai that you're eating some real stuff?
There is a din of achsenoi. Achsenoi, the Gemara says, achsenoi, Tosfos in Erevin quotes the Yerushalmi that in Erevin there's another din of achsenoi, a different din. Here it's achsenoi for Ner Chanukah, there it's achsenoi for Erev Lechatzeres purposes. So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi the definition of achsenoi, a person who's visiting for less than 30 days. So let's say, I have a cousin from out of town, and the cousin is living in my apartment for 35 days. So the cousin is a ben bayis by us. So if he wants, he can light his own menorah. If he wants, he's yotze with my menorah. If he's only visiting for less than 30 days, then he's called an achsenoi. So then the Gemara says, achsenoi should be mishtatet beprutum. So many achrenim are of the opinion that achsenoi cannot light on his own. It's not beso. The only way for the achsenoi to be yotze is if he'll be mishtatet beprutum with the bal bayis. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Achsenoi chai b'ner Chanukah. What's the chiddush? One might have thought he can't be yotze. He's only living here b'ikroi b'alma less than 30 days. Then hadlok has to be b'beisa. It's not called beisa. So that's what the Gemara says. A chiddush. Achsenoi is chai b'ner Chanukah. And how can he fulfill it? He should be mishtata b'pruta. He'll become batal agav de balabai. And the Mishnah Berurah says not so. Mishnah Berurah quotes achreinim that if he wants to light his own menorah, is certainly good. But achreinim hold not like that. Mishnah Berurah. So that you thought not like the Mishnah Berurah. You're only Yotzei. Agav the Balabais. You have to be Mishtata Beprutta. And if I'm only a guest for eating and I'm going to go back home and go to sleep in my own home, so the one that's Kavua is called Beiso. So you can't be Madlik where you're in Achsenoi, you're eating Bikroi B'Alma. If I eat all the time Kavua there and I sleep all the time here, so then the Mokum Achila is Iker. That's called Beiso. Unless it's more public, like in the cafeteria. Many more people eating in the caf than are sleeping in the bedroom. So since the bedroom is more private, so that wins.
Could someone light a battery-powered nightlight or something that's outside their dorm room? Because then they won't have a problem with the fire. Would they be okay with that? One of these battery things?
in Europe, the first one to write about the electric lights was the Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkish, who was the Rav in Lemberg in the 1850s, I think, and he came up with the Chiddush that electric bulbs are good for Shabbos and good for Yontov. He can say the Baruch Lahalik Nasha Shabbos, but not for Chanukah. He says, since Chanukah is Echel Enes, and Enes was Shemir Psilo, so he says, an electric bulb, you just have a psila. You don't have any shemen. You don't have any fuel that gets used up. So he thought that it's not dumi dinah, so you're not yet. Others disagreed. They thought that you are yet. But I think his idea was became popular and was accepted that you can't be yet, and there is Chanukah with electric bulbs. Even though he thinks electric bulbs are good for Shabbos and for Yontif, because of course it is an esh. The Rambam says if you heat metal till it glows, that's a malach of havara. That's called esh. So it's called hadlaka saner, the Shabbos and Yom Tov. But for the Chanukah, you thought it has to be dumi dines. You have to have shemen and psila. If you have a Bunsen burner, so you only have shemen. You don't have psila. If you have an electric bulb, you only have psila. You don't have shemen. So you have to have either wax or oil, one or the other.
An actual physical battery doesn't count. It's not plugged into the wall. There's an actual battery.
Yeah.
That's not a...
I think you assume that that's not called shemen. Shemen means that it gets consumed. Here I'm using up power. But you don't really have any material that gets consumed. It doesn't burn up.
In the batteries. Like something in the batteries being consumed.
I don't know if it's used up. I don't know if it's considered being consumed. You assume that it's not dumia dinas. Marami Prague had a chiddush that you're not using with wax. He thinks it has to be dumi dines. You have to have liquid shemen, because in the Beis Hamikdash they had the liquid shemen's ice. You have to have shemen upsila. So the later Paskim said that the Maralmi Prague wasn't aware that that was the practice of the Balei HaTosfos. They all use wax candles. The Meiri quotes it. They always wax candles and said that it's a hida mitzvah, that if you use olive oil, it's going to be a sloppy mess. If you use wax, it burns much nicer. It's cleaner, neater, nicer. So if the Maralmi Prague would have realized that that was the practice of all the Balei HaTosfos, he would never have said such a thing, that you're not yotzei if you use wax. But he's also assuming that you have to have dumi in the Beis Hamikdash. Maralmi Prague has another chiddush, has to be dumi in the Beis Hamikdash. You have to have it in a kli. You have to put the shemen psila in a kli. You have to put the candle in a container. That a lot of people don't have a container, so they take big candles, Shabbos candles, and they melt the bottom and they put it on the windowsill. So you're doing hadlokas on there, it's not in a kli. So the Maralmi Prague holds that you're not yotzei. Rabbi Soloveitchik was very often he would forget to bring his menorah when it came Chanukah. So he didn't realize he can buy a menorah for 25 cents. The students sold tin menorahs. So he didn't realize that. So he always used to melt the candles. When he forgot, he would melt the candles, put it on his windowsill in his dormitory room. So one of the students told him, Rabbi Shechter said, you're not yotzei. So he said, go tell Rabbi Shechter he is crazy. So the student came and he told me, you are crazy. So he held, there is no Gemara like that. The Maralmi Prague has such a chiddush. So you're only yotzei if you have a kli. And Avnei Nezer thinks like that. Yeah, with Shabbos candles. Yeah. Holds the candles? It holds the candles. It's the kli that holds the candles. Why not? Yeah. Mitzvah's hadlok and there is Chanukah. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah chaviva himiyoyt, persumi niso. It's very important. So you should try to make sure that you light in such a way that you yoyt. You shouldn't do a half a job.
It doesn't happen here, because they lock lock it too. But in many yeshivas, there are people who mamish, eat, and sleep in the Beis Medrash. They should go back to the dorm to lay, or they should actually probably lay in the Beis Medrash.
No, Beis Medrash probably two. It's a public place. You have 100 people there all the time. The Magen Avraham had the klal. You have to light in the room that's more private. That's what Moshe says. When you have the chadar ochel in a yeshiva, that's public, and the dormitory rooms are the private. So you have to, according to the Magen Avraham, we pass like that Magen Avraham. You have to light in the room that's more private. The Beis Medrash is also too public.
So can someone just sleep in the lounge and then light there? For Chanukah, they're decent. They're couches. Sleep there.
But all year long he sleeps in the dorm room. So, and it's right down the hall. So that's Beis. They don't let you light the Beis. So you got a problem.
Like, and is it low guard? Yes, tonight. Is it? Can you just?
Achsonoi can't go home. He lives in Eretz Yisrael, whatever. He's an Achsonoi here in America. He can't go home. It's right down the hall.
If you would move from the second floor, would that also be a problem?
If you would move what?
If you would move to another room for Hanukkah,
yeah.
Would that be a problem because it's not a permanent base?
The Mishnah Brura says if you moved somewhere. You see, the Tosis says definition of Achsonoi. Tosis in Erevin quotes the Yerushalmi. Definition of Achsonoi, he's there for less than 30 days. If you're there for more than 30 days, then it's called Beisel. If you're there for less than 30 days, then it's not called Beisel. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but if he's there for all the 8 days of Chanukah, then he's there Li'ol Avod. From the perspective of Chanukah, he's there Li'ol Avod. Yeah, that's if he's there for all the 8 days of Chanukah. I mean, he's not going to go somewhere else for Shabbos. He's going to stay in the other room for all the 8 days of Chanukah. That's a machlekes of Rishonim in Sukkah. The Gemara, the first Mishnah says if you have a Sukkah gvoil amalim eser mamo, so you're not yotze the mitzvah. So how do you make it kosher? So the Gemara says, elevate the level of the ground. So the schach will be within 20 amas to the floor. So how do you elevate the ground level? So the Gemara says they put a couple of mattresses there, and be from the top of the top mattress to the bottom of the schach is less than eser mamo. So will that be good? So the Gemara says, no, you only put the mattresses there temporarily, and it's not, you weren't mevatla mattress to the floor. So the floor is where the floor is, the bottom of the mattress. You can't say the top of the pile of mattresses is the floor, is the level of the floor, because you only put the mattresses there temporarily. So what's called temporarily? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, there's a machlekes harishonim there, Rashi Meran. What if you're leaving the mattresses there for the whole duration of Sukkot, all the 8 days of Sukkot? Is that called bitloy lomis? From the perspective of Sukkot, it's there forever and ever. Or do you say no? Lomis means indefinitely. I'm going to leave all the mattresses here for half a year, indefinitely. I don't plan to move them. But if you only plan to leave it for the 8 days of Sukkot, so that's not called bitloy lomis. And the Mishnah Berurah is makel over there. Mishnah Berurah on that topic in Hilchos Sukkot is makel. The reason why he's Meikel is very questionable. He claims that the whole requirement that you have to be Mevatel is only Midirabban, it holds Minatar. You don't have to be Mevatel. So he brings a Raya, he condemns it with the Raya. But whatever, he's Meikel over there. So that's why he writes over here, if you move somewhere for the whole duration of all the 8 days of Chanukah, so from the perspective of Chanukah, you're there, you're on foot. Means if a guy, when do you need more than 30 days, if you're going to be there the first couple of days of Chanukah only, or the last couple of days of Chanukah only, so if you're going to be there for more than 30 days, so that's called, you're a ben bayis, you're not an achsanoi. But if you're going to be there for the whole duration of all the Chanukah, you're mamish a ben bayis, that's mamish basal. But yeah, but that's if you're going to be there for all the whole duration of the 8 days of Chanukah. Usually someone goes away, someone goes home in the middle, someone goes somewhere else for Shabbos. He doesn't stay there. As a guy once is prepared to arrest himself, he's going to, under self-arrest, he's going to stay in a room for the 8 days of Chanukah. So then it's bitloy lomis. Then the Mishnah Berurah says that's from the perspective of Chanukah is there.
He would have to sleep there?
Yeah.
Or
if he makes up his mind, he's going to sleep there for all the 8 days of Chanukah, so then that's his basal. From the perspective of Chanukah, that's the Olam Vod. That's basal the Olam Vod for the whole duration of Chanukah. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, then it's basal. So then you can say a bracha. Then you can be mavlik with a bracha. Very difficult. Chacham Avadya, it's Yodua in Eretz. Chacham Avadya says all of the Sfardish students who are learning in Yeshivas in Eretz Israel, they don't have to light in Eretz Chanukah, the Yotze with the parents in Eretz Chanukah. What do you mean? The parents live in America. How are the Yotze with the parents? It's not Beisel. How is that Beisel? The Gemara says, one of the Amoraim says, when I used to be single, I used to have to go home from the Beis Medrash to light in Eretz Chanukah. Now that I got married, life is easy. My wife lights at home, and I sit and learn Beis Medrash, and there's no problem. The wife lights at home and he's gone home. He's going to go to home. He's going to go home for supper. He's going to go home to go to sleep. But he's not going to go home. He's 6,000 miles away. The other side of the world. His parents live in California. He's learning in Eretz Yisrael. How can you call that basic? It's very difficult what he says. Pashto says that it's not correct. Pashto says it's not correct at all. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos says like that. It says, Habachurim halom dim chutz lebeisam have to be madlik nere Shabbos where they are. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, there were those achrenim who misunderstood. They said, Bachurim means, in Yiddish, Bacha means a single boy. But if they're married and they're lomnim chutz lebeisim, and their wives, if their wife lives in California, he's learning in Lakewood, he's yotze hadlokas neir Shabbos, but the wife's hadlokah in California. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not right. Bachurim in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have the connotation that it has in Yiddish. Bachurim, single boys. But if they're married, Ishtam Adlekha Salah B'toch Beis Adi Yotze. No, Ishtam Adlekha is in a different city. Doesn't help. Ishtam Adlekha says, I'm going to go home for supper. I'm going to eat in the Beis Medrash. I'm going to go home to go to sleep at home. So that's Beiso. But if I'm not going to go home, it's a totally different city. So that's Ishtam Adlekha doesn't help. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos, right? It's like that. Even though he's not going home? I don't know. The Pashtus is not so. The Pashtus is like the other Bir Halacha and Hilchos Shabbos. That he says that Bachurim, even if they're married, if they're in a different city, so that's not based on. How can you consider it based? It's very difficult. Yeah, yeah. You should try to make sure that you go to the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, okay?
How?
Go home. Go home, home. Every night of Chanukah, go home and stay at home. So you go home.
In time for those Neros?
Not in time. So you come home a little later. What do the businessmen do? They come home after they finish the whole day's work. So they come home and they madlak Neres Chanukah. So you go home after school is over. You go home. Madlik Neris, eat a delicious supper and go to sleep at home. So that'll be hard luck of it, based on. That's based on. The Pashtus is like that. Got a problem? You got a big problem. Yeah.